Welcome, my dear students of 8th standard. Hope all of you are updating yourselves and completed the lessons uploaded in our AEES website. Children, you might already know that Earth is not only home to humans, but also to a large number of animals, plants, and even microorganisms which are not visible to us. Man's well-being and survival depends on these organisms. So children, what are we going to learn today? You might have already guessed. Yes, it's correct. Chapter 7, Conservation of Plants and Animals. Let's learn two terms before proceeding into the lesson. The first term is biosphere. Biosphere refers to the part of the earth which supports life or where organisms exist. The entire part of the earth's land called lithosphere, water area known as hydrosphere, and air called atmosphere in which living organisms are found is called biosphere. The second term is biodiversity. This refers to a variety of organisms found in that area. And remember, we'll be using two more terms, flora and fauna. Flora refers to all the plants in an area or zone, and fauna refers to the animals present in one area or zone. Why do you think the lesson is titled Conservation of Plants and Animals? Why are we conserving them? Why is conservation the need of the hour? It is because if we don't conserve them, it will become a great problem for us and our survival. What is the major threat to these organisms which are affecting them? It's deforestation. This term refers to the cutting of trees and clearing of forest land. If it's affecting our environment, why do they do it? It is because of the following reasons: procuring land for cultivation, building houses and factories, making furniture, and using wood as a fuel. Deforestation can happen naturally also due to forest fires and severe droughts. Why are we giving so much importance to deforestation? You'll be stunned to know, if it's left unchecked, it could lead to some serious conditions like droughts, desertification, and floods. Do you know the problems and consequences caused by deforestation? It can increase the pollution levels. It can increase the release of more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Children, we know that trees absorb carbon dioxide during photosynthesis. But with less trees, carbon dioxide can pile up in the atmosphere. This traps the heat given out by Earth as reflection. This can lead to global warming. A decrease in rainfall can happen, due to which groundwater goes down. The soil loses fertility and increases the chance of droughts, desertification, and floods. We already studied in general all the consequences of deforestation. Now, what are droughts? We are going to see what conditions lead to droughts. We know that plants do photosynthesis. They take in carbon dioxide. If we keep doing deforestation, only few trees will be there. This will mean only less amount of carbon dioxide will be absorbed and a lot of carbon dioxide is present. This traps the heat rays reflected by Earth. We already discussed this, so you know what will happen. Yes, Earth gets heated up. There is an increase in temperature. If there is an increase in temperature, remember children, it also disturbs the water cycle. And this could lead to less rainfall, causing droughts. You can see in the next slide how a drought looks like. The land becomes dry, parched, and gets cracked up. So groundwater is so low or no groundwater is available, making the situation still worse. Vegetation does not grow, and water availability becomes a great difficulty for human beings and animals as well. Next, we are going to see the drastic effect of deforestation, which is called desertification. Now, just on hearing the word, you would have figured it out with the meaning of a desert. Yes, you are absolutely correct. Now, let's define it properly. The gradual conversion of a fertile land into a barren desert is called desertification. Now, let's see how deforestation leads to desertification. The properties of soil gets affected when plants are cut, Remember, children, plants hold the soil together, preventing soil erosion. We all know that topsoil is fertile and is rich in humus. If soil erosion happens, the topsoil is removed and the lower layers are exposed. They are hard, rocky, and less fertile, and vegetation cannot grow. Hence, the land gradually gets converted into deserts. This is called as desertification. You can see in the next slide how a land looks due to desertification. There is one more effect also due to deforestation. It is how floods are caused. We already know, children, the property of soil changes. So what could be an effect of this? Usually, the soil has good water holding capacity and immediately water goes down when rain falls on the ground. But due to a change in the soil properties, the water holding capacity and the infiltration rate is reduced. So this causes floods. Children, now you know the effects of deforestation. Let's see what our government has taken steps for conserving forests and wildlife depending on it. Our government has set aside some areas as protected areas. What are they? They are biosphere reserves, wildlife sanctuaries, and national parks. Repeat it, children, and remember it nicely. Biosphere reserves, wildlife sanctuaries, and national parks. Now, how is government protecting these areas? Some things cannot be done here. What are they? Plantation, cultivation of crops, grazing by cattle, felling of trees, hunting and poaching of wild animals. Children, let's go to the first protected area, biosphere reserve. These are very large areas of protected land for preserving wildlife, plants, as well as traditional life of tribals in that area. Hence, along with conservation of biodiversity, the culture of that area is also preserved. You can go through the biosphere reserves in India. I have listed out a few important biosphere reserves found in different states. Let us learn, what do we mean by the word species? These are a group of animals having common characters and capable of interbreeding among themselves. They reproduce only among themselves and produce healthy offspring. Children, now we are going to learn about a famous biosphere reserve called Pachmari Biosphere Reserve, which is present in the state of Madhya Pradesh. It was created in 1999, consisting of one national park called Satpura National Park and two wildlife sanctuaries called Bori and Pachmari. You can view some of the photos of the reserve given in the slides. Children, the common flora and fauna of Pachmari Reserve are also given in the next slide. Just go through that, please. Let's come back to the last term of this module, which is endemic species. These are the species which are exclusively found or it belongs to that particular area and not anywhere else. Remember, children, the endemic flora and fauna of Pachmari Biosphere Reserve. Sal and wild mango are the endemic flora of Pachmari Reserve. The endemic fauna comprises of bison, Indian giant squirrel, flying squirrel. You can view their photos in the next slide. Sometimes these are also in danger because the people in the neighboring areas encroach upon them. So their habitat gets destroyed. Population increase is another problem. And sometimes if a new species is introduced, it is also a great danger to the endemic species. Children, now we have come to the end of module 1. Please complete the worksheets as well. Let's meet in the second module, children. Stay home and stay safe, children. Thank you.